Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show here on Season 5, the Shiur here on Season 5, where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are just here in the last couple of weeks of the TTPA. We, God willing, hope to finish off the season with the last of the days of the school year, and God willing, we'll take our hiatus and come back, hopefully with a new commentary next season, but we'll take a big break for a couple of months, and then God willing, we'll come back. Here we are in Chapter 5, Perek Hey. We are in Paragraph 18, Mishnah Yudchet, with the commentary of the Sforno, the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. So let's see differences between Bilam HaRasha and Avraham Avinu, one of my favorite characters in all of Torah and all of Tanakh. Really, really fascinating character, that of Avraham, that of Chesed, the Chesed Shebesod. Really, the foundation of his spirit, of his being, was a generous nature of Avraham. Kol mi sheyesh biyado shalosha devarim halala, whoever has these traits is among the disciples of our forefather Avraham. If you have three other types of traits, you're like the wicked Rasha. You follow in his ways, kiviyachol, in a certain way. Ayin tova, if you have a good eye, generosity of spirit, you're generous in nature, we know that you're from Avraham Avinu. Ruach nemucha, if you have a meek soul, we know you're from the children of Avraham. Benefesh tefillin, you are humble in spirit. And your common nature, and you have a good eye, you're generous. These are the traits, the students of Avraham Avinu. Someone who's really generous, someone who's really humble, someone who's really calm, has a meek soul, someone who doesn't really desire more than the necessities of life, not someone that goes out and about extravagant, needs luxuries instead of wanting what he just needs. He needs what he wants, needs the more above and beyond what's really necessary for life. Then you're not really from the Avram, but you gotta have that Ayin Tova, the Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shefela. Ayin Ra'av, a Ruach Gavoav, a Nefesh Rechava, Talmid of Shalbilam Arasha, those who have an evil eye, an arrogant spirit, and a greedy soul, these are the disciples of the wicked Bilam, which are basically the opposite traits of Avraham. And it's interesting that Bilam is compared to Avraham and that Bilam is not compared to Moshe, because Bilam was the non-Jewish prophet, Kuvyachol. If you will, it was a quote-unquote prophet for the non-Jews, so the non-Jews could never say, well, if we had a prophet like Moshe, maybe we would have been better. They did. They had Bilam, and they still were bad. And he's compared to Avram, who was a Navi in and of itself, but not considered the greatest Navi like Moshe. But it's interesting those two are connected and compared. Anyway, we know that Bilam arose early to go curse the Jewish people, but Hashem says, the Midrash and the commentators explain, wicked one, there was someone that arose early to do good way before you and arose even earlier than you. Avram, of course, arose early to go do the Akedah, go do the binding of his son Yitzchak of Isaac, but he already beat Bilam many generations before then, rising early to do good things. The question then becomes in the Pirkei Avos, even though we see the different traits, what's the real difference between these two? Ma bein talmidav shel Avram avinu l'talmidav shel Bilam arasha? How are the disciples of our forefather Avram different from the disciples of our wicked Bilam? Of the wicked Bilam, we should never know from such people. Talmidav shel Avram avinu ochlam ba'olam hazeh v'nochlam l'olam haba. The disciples, the descendants of our forefather Avraham, enjoy the fruits of their good deeds in this world and inherit the world to come. How do we know? Shenemar, as it says, Lahan chel ohave yesh ve'otz rosem amale, because it says to cause those who love me to inherit an everlasting possession of the world to come, and I will fill their storehouses in this world. So you get some reward in this world, but a lot of reward in the next world. Avol tamidav shel Bilam marasha yorshim gehenem, but the students, the disciples who follow in the ways of the wicked Bilam, it doesn't mean an actual student, it means someone who goes in the ways of Bilam, is considered like a spiritual descendant of him, God forbid. Yordin leber shachas, yorshim gehenem, yordin leber shachas, they inherit gehenem, and they descend into the well of destruction. How do we know this? Shenemar, it says, ve'ata elokim toridim leber shachas, anshe dama memirma lo yechatsu yemehem, ani eftach bach. You, O God, shall lower them into the well of destruction. Men of bloodshed and deceit shall not live out half their days. As for me, I will trust in you. So be like Avraham. Live like Avraham. Do like Avraham. Be that person that has the good eye, the generosity of spirit, generosity of soul, generosity of disposition. Your wife wants one thing from the restaurant, buy her three things. Be generous. They ask you to cook a meal for them and to bring chicken. Don't just bring chicken. Bring rice and bring dessert and bring a drink and bring utensils. Be full and compassing. They ask you for one outfit for a friend. Give them two or three. They ask you for one thing. Give two. Do what you can to be a generous person in life. in mind, in personality, and in nature. V'ruach nemucha, make sure you only need what you need. Don't be someone who's going extravagant above and beyond. Live to what you really need, necessities in life. V'ruach nemucha, and be meek and be calm. V'nefesh shefela, and be humble in life. Make sure you're humble and not arrogant, which is one of the things we have to avoid at all costs, according to the Rambam, that, and anger, as much as we can. The Sforno points out that a phrase, a good eye, describes a person whose character trait is to be satisfied with what he possesses and does not cast a jealous eye at the possessions of others. This trait we find in Avram, who said, "Vim ekach mikol asher lach," or "if I shall take anything of yours." A humble spirit is the trait of a person who does not have an inflated opinion of himself, nor great concern for his own honor. Hence, he does not pursue honor. This we also find by Avram, where it says, "Vayishtachav al'am arts of Necheis." He bowed down to the people of land, the children of Cheis, even though he was considered a Nsi Elokim, a prince of God in their midst. He still bowed to them. A meek soul refers to the trait of one who does not desire pleasures beyond the necessities of life, but we find by Avram, who said, "Hinei na yadati ki isha yifas mare at." I now realize you are a woman of beautiful appearance. Sages comment, "Ad achshav lo hikir ba mitoch tzniel shebishneim v'achshav hikir ba al yedei maisa." Until now, he had not been aware of her beauty due to both of their modesty, but now he became aware of her beauty due to an event he saw a reflection in the river, as Baba Basra points out. The evil eye and whatnot are the disciples of Bilam. The reverse of these three traits is to be found in Bilam, who was filled with greed for other people's money. He said, "If Balak will give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot transgress the word of Hashem that comes from Bamidbar." Meaning that had he been able to do so, he would have done so in order to get the money which he coveted. He also pursued honor, as we see from the assurance of Balak, who recognized Bilam's needs and therefore said, "Ki kabed achavdecha me'od," for I shall honor you greatly. As for the trait of a greedy soul, profound need for physical pleasures, this we see from his counsel and advice to the Moabite woman to try to get the Israelites. As we say, they caused the children of Israel by the word of Bilam. This is in keeping with the statement of Rav Yochanan to Reish Lakish, "A bandit knows banditry." Lisit abiliti bilistios usiyada. He knew because he himself was involved in these things. The disciples of Avraham have Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, and those in Bilam go to Gehenim and Be'er Shachas. The Tana then proves this statement regarding the reward of the disciples of Avraham from the verse in Mishlei, "Lahan chol v'yesh," that I may cause those who love me to inherit an everlasting possession, the world to come, for they follow in the footsteps of Avraham, our father, of whom it is said, "Zera Avraham Ohavi," from Yeshaya, "the seed of Avraham, my children, my beloved one." And regarding the fate of the disciples of Bilam, he brings proof from the verse in Tehillim, "Anshei damim u'mirma," men of bloodshed and deceit, for they followed in Bilam's footsteps, who was guilty of shedding much blood through terrible counsel. The notes point out that the Sforno proves that Avraham possessed these three characteristics: a good eye, a humble spirit, and a meek soul, from a variety of verses, Pesukim, in the Torah. His conduct in the aftermath of his military victory against the four kings, his demeanor in the presence of the children of Cheis, when he purchased a grave for his wife Sarah, demonstrate the first two character traits of a good eye, a lack of greed, and a humble spirit. His modesty is manifested in his own conduct with his own wife. Our sages Chachamim tell us that Avram was not even aware of what she looked like until he saw a reflection on the way to Egypt, Mitzrayim. As for Bilam, his greed for wealth, which is called an evil eye, is demonstrated, as the Sforno points out, by his protestation that even if Balak would give him a house full of silver and gold to curse Israel, he could not do it without the Hashem's permission. An examination of his initial invitation reveals that only honor was offered to Bilam and no mention was made of silver and gold, but obviously in his mind it would be his greatest motivation to curse the Jews. Concerning a haughty spirit, this we learn from Balak's offered honor, for Balak knew of Bilam's weakness for honor. The trait of an insatiable spirit who always wants, who always needs, is manifested by Bilam's advice to use the daughters of Moab to try to mess up the children of Israel and then try to get them to serve idolatry and to behave in an immoral fashion. The Sforno says, and proves from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, who had been a highwayman, who had been a robber before he became a Baal Tshuva, "Every person reveals his own attitude and tendencies by that which he proposes, for that is a reflection of his own personality." The concluding part of the Sforno's commentary explains the Tanna's proofs regarding the reward in store for the disciples of Avram and the punishment in store for the disciples of Bilam. Avram is called God's beloved one, and the promise of God to grant yesh and everlasting substantive blessings to his beloved ones refers to Avram's followers. The verse quoted, the pasuk from our Tanna from Tehillim, referring to Bilam's disciples, is based on the descriptive phrase, "men of bloodshed and deceit." It reflects their wicked character of their teacher, who was deceitful and was responsible for the death of 22,000 Jews in the aftermath of their transgression at Pa'or. So be like Avraham, live like Avraham, do like Avraham, be involved in the traits of Avraham, be someone who is generous in their nature, generous in their life, and generous in all they do. Have that good eye and look at people with a favorable spirit. Have a humble spirit. Be the opposite of arrogant. Be the opposite of haughty. Be humble. And make sure to have that meek soul as well. Only need what you need, and hopefully life will be so much better for you and everyone you know throughout your entire life. And hopefully the whole world will be better as well. Join us next time as we talk different traits we learn from animals around us here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.